This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Shane Rossbach of the Bureau of Land Management joining us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so word came out on Friday regarding the areas really impacted by the Archie Creek fire last year. A lot of things expected to be closed for the year, but some things open. Kind of give folks an area or an idea of where things stand.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of work over this winter to try to work through some of the recovery work from the fire. We're real excited that we were able to, so one of our premier sites at Susan Creek, we've been able to open up. So Susan Creek Campground is open for the season. That opened on the 16th. We're also going to have Eagle View, Cabot Creek, and Scared Man opening in succession later on in May coming up. So some things to be aware of for this season. The fire closure that's been in place through the winter and is still in place now will probably be in place for the rest of this season. So that means it's real important for the public when they're looking to go out and recreate and utilize our public lands that they check in and make sure that an area is open and understand what kind of the current status of fire recovery actions currently are, because there's a lot of hazards still out there that we're working on addressing. And so some of those areas that are going to remain closed for this season are pretty much all of our sites up the Rock Creek drainage. So that includes our real popular Mill Pond Recreation Area, our Rock Creek Campground, and Lone Pine. Pretty much everything up Rock Creek there will be closed through this season. And so, you know, those spots are real popular for folks. The good swimming holes up there, and it's really tough. But we ask that folks look at other opportunities. We've got places at like Cabot Creek Falls, which has a great swimming hole, and try to look at some of those alternative locations to go to.
Well, I know for everybody, it's been a real tough situation to deal with. I just went up there a couple of weeks ago, went up as far as Steamboat Inn, came back down, and then went up about 6 miles on Rock Creek. I'd not been up there since just a few days after the fires. And while a lot of work has already been done, folks are very aware of all the operations to get felled timber, et cetera, out of there from various landowners, a lot of log trucks coming down the highway. This is really just a mammoth, and I hate to overuse an overused word in the last year, but this is really an unprecedented situation.
It is. You know, over 130,000 acres burned in the Archie Creek fire. You know, this it was devastating for a lot of the areas that that our communities go and spend their time, and just a lot of folks from afar too would come to the river corridor. And you know, the river is still gorgeous up there, but it's going to take time to recover. Some other spots and things to be aware of too in this season is the impacts to the real popular North Umpqua Trail. So the segment that the BLM manages on the Tioga segment, which is basically the start of the trail, starts at Swiftwater trailhead there on up to east of the Tioga bridge. That's all going to be closed this year. So I've already been getting a lot of calls from folks asking, what the current status is. And unfortunately, most of the bridge infrastructure along that whole trail was impacted. And actually, as you mentioned, the activities with, hauling trees out and everything, we're going to be falling trees at the Swiftwater trailhead in the next week or so. Those are basically addressing those safety hazards for the public. And once we get through those, and we've taken care of those immediate safety hazards in those areas where people frequent, then we'll hopefully be able to get those spots open. People get back in there, but it's been a lot of work, and there's still a lot more to do.
Well, certainly, and a lot of this as well, I would imagine. I mean, there's a lot of things you might want to do, but some things kind of have to be done in a certain order. You've got to get, one aspect of a situation cleaned up before you can move on to the next, and not just open a very narrow window for people to go through, but yet have everything around it, be littered with debris and all of that. So there's a lot of issues to think through there from a safety perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of different safety factors, both from just the activity up and down the corridor. If anybody's driven up there, you've seen the roadside hazard tree work that's ongoing. A lot of our sites, Baker Wayside there, all those spots were impacted real heavily. As I mentioned, Swiftwater Trailhead. The Swiftwater Day Use area, we've safetied that up, so that's safe for the public to go to, and that's got the nice overlook for the river and everything. So that's a spot that you can go. Also, we were very lucky that, our Susan Creek Campground wasn't heavily impacted. We've gotten that open, as I mentioned, and then also the trail down through there. So there's a trail that runs from the campground down to our day use area called the Emerald Trail, and then on down to Tioga Bridge. And that segment of trail, it's not super long, but it's at least an area that's safe to go to. So if you're out looking for a place to go to maybe have a short hike, and you can hike down the Tioga Bridge, that trail is intact, and you can hike that. But we really ask you to, for anybody going up there, to avoid the Susan Creek Falls side of the road there, and that trail going up. That burned real hot through there, and I just want to put a thank you out there. We've had actually some volunteer crews working to address some of the issues we've got in there. So we thank all those that help support all the work that we have to get done out there.
Well, and I did want to ask about that. Now, I know you can't just have anyone up there cleaning up things, but for folks who know what they're doing, is there some more opportunities for maybe groups to get involved and help out?
Yeah, absolutely. There are. And as we progress forward, later on this season, so the crew that we've had out there is known as the Motley crew, the volunteer group. As you mentioned, different skill sets. They have the ability to use saws and have some additional training and things like that. But we also have the opportunities as we go forward for, more, just general trail work once we've addressed some of the safety hazards. So if people are interested in that, they're welcome to call, and go ahead and call me directly, and we can help pair them up with maybe a group that we're looking at helping do work. And as we start to restore, like the North Umpqua Trail segments and all that, and start dealing with some of those things, there'll be opportunities there for that. So definitely, they can call the main office number and then ask for myself or call my cell phone.
Anything else people ought to know about the situation and the work that's going on?
Just to, if they've got a question about an area or a campground or a rec site, just go ahead and give a quick call to the office. We don't mind answering those questions, and it's better to know what the situation is before you get out there. Cell service can be tough up there, so it's better to know before you go and just prepare. The other item that is important to know for all of our campgrounds that are opening this year is everything is by reservation only. So you need to log into recreation.gov or call their number. Their number is 877-444-6777. And you can book any of the campgrounds that on the Roseburg District that are going to be open for this season. That also includes last year Scared Man, which is real popular with folks in the area. It's one of our more remote locations. It was closed last year. It will be open this year, and it will be, but it's by reservation only, which is a change. So it'll be through that recreation.gov portal. So it'll be important for people to do some pre-planning before they go.
All right, Shane Rosbach from the Bureau of Land Management, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's and Building Supply.